now.
And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I will be host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. Kicking things off in a great way is January 2nd, 2019. We're all excited for the year ahead. Big things lie ahead. And I think for the entire cryptocurrency and blockchain space, a lot of excitement is in the community. People are coming away from a holiday and people are coming in fresh. I think there's a lot of energy as I've been looking through Telegram today and start seeing new ideas being shared. I'm extremely excited to see what the year ahead holds. 2018 was an amazing year. We saw lots of innovation. We saw lots of great ideas. We saw a market cap goes over $800 billion. We saw a depreciation in that. We saw new investors entering into the space. We saw custodians coming in, such as Fidelity. We've seen a lot in 2018. It was a really exciting year for anyone in the space. We saw a lot of newbies into the space. We saw a lot of great minds entering into the space. It was a real kind of point of inflection. And it was a real point that kind of, I think it was kind of the year that cryptocurrency became serious in a sense. And when I say serious, I mean kind of serious by outside viewers, whether it was intellectuals, I think people realize it's not going away. It's here to stay. And I think that's the most exciting part. So with that in mind, let's get down to business and let's go through what's currently going down in the market. The market cap is currently $133 billion. Bitcoin's level is currently $3,892, up 4.5% in the last 24 hours. Woohoo! That's great to see. Ethereum, currently trading $151, up 12.5%. That's had an amazing move over the last 3 days. It's up nearly 70%. In the last 3 days, which is huge. And by the way, it took the number two spot on CoinMarketCap for market capitalization, overtook Ripple. So speaking of Ripple, Ripple is currently third on CoinMarketCap, currently trading at 37 cents, and that's up 5%. We have Bitcoin Cash currently trading $166, up 4%, and EOS currently trading at $2.83, and that's up 10.5% in the last 24 hours. I want to give a special shout out to DEX, D-E-X, currently trading at 31 cents, and that is up 17% in the last 24 hours. So with that in mind, let's get on to the next part of the show. Let's find out what's been going down, what's been going on, and what you need to know. So with that in mind, let's get on to the next part of the show and go through the news stories. A story that caught my attention today is crypto wallet Lite.im adds support for Bitcoin. Lite.im, a cryptocurrency wallet that allows users to transact via Facebook Messenger, Telegram, an SMS text message, has recently announced it's adding support for Bitcoin Core, BTC. The service launched in August last year with three coins, Ethereum, Litecoin, and its native token, ZTX. To take advantage of the service, users communicate with a chatbot, which can send and receive digital assets on their behalf and provide information about current balances and transaction history. The platform manages private keys on behalf of users, encrypted and protected with passwords. Although this format is not the most secure way to store and transfer digital money, the wallet may appeal to frequent users of the popular messaging apps. Its developer, Zulu Republic, has previously stated their main goal is to help spread the use of cryptocurrencies. The announcement, which was published on Twitter and Medium, followed recent resurfaced rumors that Facebook is planning to launch its own stablecoin for payments and transactions within its ecosystem. Telegram, the most popular messenger in the crypto community, has been developing a token called Gram for its TON network. And a company called Cointext offers SMS Bitcoin Cash wallet to users in a growing number of markets. So this is big. And the reason why it's big, as was stated, that this is becoming easier and easier for people to use. Adoption, adoption, adoption. Now, when it's really, really easy and simple to use, that's when it's the most likely to be used. It's not the most likely to be used when you have to go away to a third party, download a wallet, try and figure that out, try and go to an exchange, try to figure out how to open up an account. Things are getting easier and easier and easier to not only buy, but also to store cryptocurrencies, especially Bitcoin, because that's the brand, that's the first thing that people learn about in the cryptocurrency space. I think that's kind of the gateway drug in a sense. So up next, we have Fortnite Online Store accepts cryptocurrency. The merchandise store of the popular video game Fortnite has added a cryptocurrency to its payment options. The platform Fortnite Retail Rao has started accepting payments in the privacy-centric coin Monero XMR. No official announcement has been made yet, but the news was shared by gamers on Reddit and by Monero developer Ricardo Spangi on Twitter. Fortnite, which was released by Epic Games in the summer of 2017, now has millions of players around the world. A poll conducted among teenagers in the US last year listed the game's virtual currency, V-Bucks, among the most favored Christmas gifts, along with cryptocurrency fiat, cash, and gift cards. Fortnite's online store accepts Monero through Globee. The payments processor supports transactions in a number of cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin Core, BTC, Ethereum, ETH, Litecoin, LTC, and Ripple, XRP. However, Monero is currently the only coin available as a payment option for the Retail Row products. Now, this is definitely worth noting because, as we know, Fortnite, huge game, had massive success, millions of users. But what's really interesting about this is if you look at cryptocurrencies and digital tokens, and if you look at gamers, they're kind of the most prepared for use of this. Within games, you have avatars or skins, which skins, by the way, can mean a sword or a gun in the game, whatever it may be. And you'd pay for that using a digital token. So they're kind of already accustomed to using digital tokens, already accustomed to using crypto in a sense, so that, you know, by logical thinking, you would think they're one of the first communities or, you know, groups of people that would be able to accept and really be able to run with the idea of using cryptocurrencies for day-to-day transactions, hence better adoption. So I think it's huge news. I think it'd be really interesting to see if Fortnite, if they have huge success with the ability for them to take Monero through their merchandise store, whether we'll start seeing that rolling into the actual game itself. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. The next is Unicorn. Unicorn enables crypto bets on cybersports. So esports company Unicorn has recently launched a new service that allows users to place cryptocurrency wagers on cybersports events. The betting platform called Umode supports online crypto bets on competitive tournaments of popular skill-based video games such as Fortnite, Dota 2, and League of Legends. The system allows users of any skill level to place a bet and play a fair match using the game's built-in matchmaking rankings. Unicorn CEO Rahul Sood explained for GamesBeat. Sood is the founder of gaming PC company Voodoo. The bookmaking service is now live in 41 US states and other markets around the world. VentureBeat, an esports insider, reported. The company says the platform is based on a proprietary distributed ledger technology for which a patent is currently pending. It also features technology from US crypto exchange Bittrex. Unicorn has already acquired a crypto gambling license from the Isle of Man. Sood added that the license allows it to offer spectator betting on esports matches as well as skill-based betting on players' own gameplay against others. Another huge, huge market within the e-gaming space. I think it's really key that crypto is really not only making itself useful as a real use case in that space, but also having the ability for users to start embedding and embracing the future. And I think that the gaming industry itself has always been very open to cryptocurrency as a whole and very supportive as well. So I think it's great. I think it's more great news that we're seeing coming out. Gaming I think there's a lot. If you look at the gaming industry as a whole, you really kind of saw back, I think it was Second Life. Second Life had a stable coin. I forgot the name of it within the Second Life game, and they had over $1 billion of in-game transactions on that. So that the idea of kind of a token that represents value of some sort, you know, has already kind of existed in the gaming world. So as I was saying before, they're really ready for crypto. They're really ready for tokenization. They're really ready for the use of tokens as well. So it's really interesting to see what we're going to start seeing coming out of the gaming space. Now we're starting to see more and more adoption as well. So in other news, Craig Wright has made himself has put himself back in the spotlight once again. So this is really interesting. So 1.1 million Bitcoin lawsuit alleging Craig Wright is Satoshi continues. So a $1.1 million Bitcoin lawsuit, and that's million Bitcoins, by the way, against Craig Wright in the United States District Court for the Southern District of Florida continues, with the latest ruling handed down on December 22nd. So the plaintiff is the estate of Dave Kleiman, and it alleges Kleiman and Wright mined 1.1 million Bitcoins together during the early days of Bitcoin. And when Kleiman died, Wright laundered the money into his own accounts and did not give anything to Kleiman's heirs. The lawsuit further alleges that Wright, Craig Wright, that is Satoshi Nakamoto, which has been on and off heated debate in the crypto space. In the latest order, the court dismisses two counts against Wright, while Wright must respond to other seven counts by January 10th. Count three, which was dismissed, is an allegation that Wright misappropriated trade secrets belonging to Kleiman related to smart contracts and blockchain technology. Count 4 says the theft of trade secrets violates the Federal Defense of Trade Secrets Act. And this count was also dismissed. So the estate of Dave Kleiman asked for $11.4 billion in judgment. So the remaining counts have not been dismissed. Are far more serious. Count 1 demands $11.427 billion of all the return of the Bitcoins and forked assets like Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Gold, etc. Count 2 alleges the theft of Bitcoins is unjust enrichment. Count 5 alleges that Wright breached his fiduciary duty to Kleiman. Count 6 alleges that Wright did not pay for Kleiman's share of the joint company. Count 7 alleges that Wright committed fraud while taking Kleiman's assets and intellectual property, including the forging of contracts and signatures. Count 8 alleges that Wright committed fraud against Dave Kleiman's children and tried to use them to cover up the fraud. Count 9 asks for permanent injunction against Wright to return all stolen Bitcoin and intellectual property. A jury trial is scheduled for June 10th, in which these standing allegations and claims will be decided. Wright tried to have the case dismissed with a motion in April 2018, offering reasons why the court does not have jurisdiction to rule on this case. However, the court has decided in the most recent order that it does have jurisdiction and the case will proceed. So I think the most interesting part about this is Craig Wright publicly says he's Satoshi Nakamoto, he mined the first Bitcoin, so on and so forth. And now what the court are basically doing is like, okay, you publicly say that you're Satoshi Nakamoto. These guys are basically looking for their Bitcoin back that you potentially laundered. Prove it. So this is going to be really key for Craig Wright, because if he proves it and he does have access to the Bitcoins, well, then he's proved that he's Satoshi Nakamoto. But if he doesn't, all his credibility is lost because he's lied. So this is something that, you know, I'm kind of following with an interest, because I have general interest in this. And I mean, a lot of people out there don't think Craig Wright is Satoshi Nakamoto. So we have to wait and see. January 10th is coming soon, so we'll keep you guys updated on that one. So with that in mind, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Remember, as always, to check out our killer content. We've just put something up today. Shane speaking at the Huobi event, along with 11FS, Galaxy Digital, and FBG Capital. So check that out. That's on YouTube. If you type in SVK Crypto into YouTube, you will find it. Remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel. And if you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast. You know it makes sense. And if you enjoyed today's show, leave a nice review. So with that in mind, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Thank you for your time and attention as always. That's a wrap.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.